Welcome all to another edition of the Jake and Drew podcast. We're very happy to have you here. Shout out Jake for making that great intro. I know you're
welcome.
We've talked about it before, but really great. We're going to have a really great episode today, a little concise episode, but nonetheless, one where we get to talk about some of our favorite things and about some takes.
Yeah.
And we're going to have our friend Devin on the show for this one too. If you probably know him from the Halloween episode that may or may not have come out already, or it's going to come out. We're not sure. Who knows? But Devin is, I introduced Devin in that, but just so all that you really need to know about Devin is he's a jazz fan. We don't like him very much, but he's here. And that's about all that you need to know about Devin.
Thank you for that generous intro. I'm excited to be back with you guys.
How does this sound generous?
Was the episode possibly not aired because of comments made about
aliens?
One Jesse Owens?
No.
Tune in to figure more out about Jesse Owens.
U.S. hero Jesse Owens.
U.S. hero, yeah.
Jake, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. What do you think of my pants?
I think that Jake has worn the same outfit the last three times I've seen him. I don't see him every day, but I'm a little concerned. Jake, do you need more clothes?
No.
We can start a GoFundMe.
I only run into you when I'm wearing...
I run into you pretty often, though.
No. Just only when I'm wearing this outfit, we've ran into each other. So you think I'm wearing the same thing.
And I saw the pants and I saw the hat that he's wearing, I immediately knew what shirt he was wearing, too. I didn't even need to see the...
Well,
what shirt was
what shirt
the
am I wearing?
You wearing your Dennis Rodman shirt?
No.
Really?
No.
Prove it.
Okay, I'm good.
No way.
We've got a really special show prepared today. Jake, since we have Devin on here, maybe we should just start with the most pressing news at the time, and that is the World Series that's been going on.
How about them Dodgers?
Yeah, Jake and I decided to take opposite sides of the World Series just for engagement purposes, really.
Ohtani.
Did you take the Yankees?
Well, Jake took the Dodgers first. So
Ohtani.
But if I would have had the first.
Ohtani. Ching, chong, ching, Tony.
If I had a first.
There's no way that makes it air.
Cut that. I wasn't sure if I'd had the first pick, but even if I did have the first pick, I wouldn't have taken the Dodgers just because. Because
you're a Yankee.
I wanted to have Devin be able to take the Dodgers.
Well, yeah, that was never in question. Devin's what a World Series. Yeah. What a lead up to the
World Series that everybody wanted.
Okay.
Nobody.
Womp womp. Wait.
Good work.
Was that the Jesse Owens?
Okay, but before the World Series, I mean, all the other series leading up to it. The Yankees.
It
Guardians,
was a really good playoffs.
Great.
It was great playoffs.
Dodgers, Mets, it was just blowout.
I've seen better.
Blowout. From who?
The Diamondbacks, they performed very good last year.
When the Diamondbacks
year.
Beat the Dodgers, that was so funny. Mm-hmm. That was the funniest thing.
When was the last time they won the World Series?
Well, 2001. We won the pennant last year, but actually it's on my hat.
Right here.
That's cool.
When was the last time the Dodgers won a World Series?
2020.
I think the better
that
question...
That was not a Mickey Mouse ring.
I think the better question is, when is the last time the Dodgers haven't had a bandwagon fan? I think it's been the early 90s.
I think Devin...
1900s.
Devin is the only.
Not
wait, you're not from California.
Who not is from this California, guy? But I can give you California the exact reason my family sucks. Is Dodgers fans. Hmm. My grandpa, as a kid, had his
was
little radio next to his bed, and the only channel he could pick up was Dodger baseball. So that's what he listened to every single night.
Hmm. And that's what happened with Devin too.
Yep.
It's hard times living in Holiday, Utah.
Hey, I suffered through the Manny Ramirez, Andre Ethier.
Don't give me suffered
Russell
through
Martin.
Dodgers. I think the Dodgers have won every single NL West pennant for the last, 20 years.
No.
I know the Diamondbacks haven't. They've only won one in the past 20 years.
Well, that's...
I don't think the Rockies are winning those, and the Padres probably aren't winning those either. So I bet you guys... let's have the intern in the corner figure this out while Devin talks about the World Series. I guess I'll have the intern look up how many of the NL West the Dodgers have won. But since the Dodgers have already won this World Series, since it's already over, definitely over... and they have it secured. Who's going to win the World Series next year?
I would be amiss if I didn't say the Dodgers once again. A couple of things going for them. Obviously, they have a superstar team. That's what comes with having a lot of money. However, you could say the same thing about the Yankees. If you look top to bottom of their lineup, I feel like they match up extremely well. I feel like they have pound for pound just as good of hitters as the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers' pitching has been better this World Series. Especially coming from, Walker Buehler, who had an awful season and then was pitching lights out. in his appearance against the Mets and then again against the Yankees. I think it might just be a New York thing. He just
could have got. What do you think of Ohtani?
I think Ohtani is the greatest baseball player of all time. I think when it's all said and done, he'll be the
greatest player of all time. And it's not just because he's Asian, right?
No, I didn't even notice that.
Oh,
you didn't notice that. Aggressive of you, Devin.
Thank you. No, I mean, the fact that he pitches and hits, and then a year where he can't pitch, can't play the field, he hits over 50 home runs, steals over 50 bases. He contributes in a ton of different ways.
It's just kind of frustrating when the villains of baseball win the World Series, right? Like, because like, and that was going to happen either way with the Yankees versus Dodgers, but literally the team with like the highest payroll, they've taken all the best players from every other team, like all these bad teams, they've stolen all these players. And I mean, they can do what they want. They have all the money, but it's kind of just kind of a letdown when you're like, not to, and you can't control any of this, Devin, as a fan, like it's just the lot you have is being hated by a lot of sports fans, which is fine if you're winning all the time. But at the same time, it's kind of like, it's kind of sucks that like the underdog is definitely not winning this World Series. It's shocking to me that they haven't won more often. That's, I think, the rough part about being a Dodgers fan, surprisingly. But given, if you look at the monitor, obviously I forgot about the Giants a little bit and their run in the 2000s. But as far as when it mattered for Devin and us, they've won the NL West title every single year since 2013, except for 2021.
Yeah.
To the San Francisco Giants.
One thing I will point out on this, 2016, we did lose to a Cubs team that was, I don't know. Yeah, once you have a team that's battling a curse and they're going to break it, it's hard to get in the way of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I don't think it matters who they played. They were going to win it that year.
That's a good point. But they didn't know the curse was going to be broken that year.
It could have been, and it was.
So. It could have been broken in 1956, but it wasn't that broken that year. But I see what you're saying.
I don't think 1956 was when all that happened. That's way past
it. No. It was way earlier.
No, the curse was from the dude that reached his arm onto the field.
The curse of the Cubs?
Yes.
The curse of the Cubs goes back way further than that.
The CC.
Like, goes back to, like, Babe Ruth times.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Either way.
And Jackie Robinson.
And Jesse Owens.
And Jesse Owens.
He's attached to everything.
And then another thing I want to point out is we lost to, 2017-2018 World Series both years for the Dodgers. Lost to a really good Red Sox team. 2017, however, we lost to a cheating Astros team.
Womp womp.
I mean, you can womp womp it, but where are we both? Cool. Yeah.
That did suck.
Looks like we won the pennant a lot. We're going to win it this year. Going to win it next year. I will say this as well. As much as next year, if we stay healthy, it's because we have the best team in baseball. This year, we have so many injuries. Like, the Dodgers have so many people injured.
It's kind of the story of baseball, though. The Diamondbacks had tons of injuries this year. It seems like a lot of teams are just suffering from a ton of injuries, whether it was their injuries were in the regular season or now it's in the postseason. Every team has had tons of injuries, which seems to be a really prolific problem in baseball. But speak on about...
Well, yeah, that's I feel like a conversation for a different day. But I think if you look at who's been producing for the Dodgers, who they've actually been relying on, it's not the main guys. It's not, I mean, obviously Freddie Freeman went off. But, dude, we have Edmund, who we got in a trade, who was not a good player all season and is the most reliable player on the Dodgers right now in the postseason. Teoscar Hernandez, who I believe is the Mariners, didn't want to pay him, comes over to the Dodgers on a 1 year and has a massive time. Kike Hernandez, the Red Sox didn't even want him.
That's crazy.
Got him back. He performs. So I think this year the Dodgers had a internal chip on their shoulders, and obviously you can leave it up to everybody's opinion whether they should or shouldn't have had that.
Right.
But it's hard to argue that they didn't. So I think we're going to see the Dodgers in the World Series at least the next 4 years. I think they win 2 to 3 of those. And then everybody's going to get old, and the Dodgers will owe so many people so much money that by the time my kids know what's happening, Dodgers are going to be a bad team of baseball.
I would love to see that happen. I don't think it's going to happen just because they get knocked off in the playoffs every year by mediocre teams or just teams that get hot. It was the Diamondbacks last year, and then it's like been a team every year that like just get hot, and they beat like the best team in baseball is what they're called every year. But my question is, before we get out of the baseball segment, is if the Dodgers lose this World Series after being up 3-0, what will you do, Devin? Will you go to the top of the Kimball Tower and make a picnic or do a flip? Or what would this drive you? Maybe we should make a bet. Maybe you have to get like a tattoo.
You guys could get matching tattoos
if the Yankees win.
Okay, I'm not getting a tattoo.
You are the one who is rooting for the Dodgers.
I would get the tattoo. My wife won't let me get the tattoo.
We'll just put it in place.
Yeah, neither will mine.
Neither you?
No.
Well, to be discussed, but I'm assuming that that would be the worst heartbreak of your life.
No, I think it would be, especially being up 3-0 right now. I don't think there's a
Has it ever been done before?
I don't know.
Maybe. Where's TJ, get on that. Get on that.
You're just the guy. You're the guy. You're the intern in the corner.
You're spoiling the magic, Jake, is what you're doing. You're ruining this show. We'll put a poll maybe out. What should Devin have to do?
It could be a poll guy about that. He's been really bad with
maybe transition. Could that be one that we do?
Transition.
I like that one.
That's crazy.
That wins.
Wow.
Survey says, number one answer.
We'll figure it out. Any last remarks about the Dodgers, though, before I move on?
No, it's just a fun year. Freddie Freeman's the best. How can you not be romantic about baseball and sports in general?
Ooh.
Well, when is the best team winning?
Well, let's talk about
when the prettiest girl in school gets to go out with the hot guy. Then
yeah, it's great.
That's not very romantic.
No, it's great for everybody.
It's when the girl who has a ponytail and glasses.
Let's talk about a real baseball team, the Cardinals. Or should I say football team, Cardinals. See what I did there?
It's like cream.
We heard it.
Are you buying stock in the Arizona Cardinals? They just picked up their fourth win of the season, second in a row. Are the Cardinals...
I'll start buying into the Cardinals when they get a better quarterback.
This is the Cowboys fan. I think that I'm buying... Well, I've said this last week. I bought stock in the Cardinals. Everyone else is saying, oh, don't buy stock in the Cardinals. I think that there's a lot still wrong with the team. But our problem was last year that we couldn't close out in the second half. And now we're having a thing where we're doing a very good job of putting points on the board. We're not making our defense have to do all the work. Our offense actually looks solid. And we're starting to use Marvin Harrison Jr. Yes, a little bit better, too. And that was your thing last week, Jake. You're like, I'm not buying stock unless they can figure out how to use MHJ.
Mm-hmm. I love that. They used him well in this game. They need to do that every game. Six receptions.
Trey McBride.
That's good.
Bad man.
Even when he had the great game second week, I think, of the season where he had four receptions, 131 yards, it was one quarter. He didn't have any more catches the rest of the game.
He needs at least like 12 targets a game.
He needs 12. He needs that many receptions. Six receptions a game, maybe seven. You know, a lot of receptions. We need to get this guy the ball. The catches that he was making were not easy. Kyler Murray was not throwing him good balls, and he was making great catches.
Shocker.
I think Kyler Murray, he's a top five QBR. 300 yards, two touchdowns.
I will die on that hill of Kyler Murray top five QBR in the NFL.
I will die on that hill. The real hero of our team, though, is our kicker.
Chad. Total Chad.
And also Mike Gannon. Is that his name?
Josh Gannon.
He's been legit.
What's wrong with Jared Allen last week, though? So maybe I should confirm.
And I love the trust that Josh Gannon has in our kicker. He'll march down the field, and he'll just waste down the rest of the time. It's been like almost every game that he's done this, and then we'll kick a field goal to win it. And
what an interesting strategy. Really putting the game in the kicker's hands.
Yeah, putting the game in the kicker's hands. Not giving it to the other team, just letting the kicker get it. Was I right on his name?
You said Michael. That wasn't it.
Oh.
It was Jonathan.
Jonathan
Gannon. I don't know why I mixed it up. I mixed up Josh Allen last week, too, so I've been on it.
So great job by Jonathan Gannon. If our kicker doesn't make field goals, say our kicker sucks and he misses game-winning field goals, this team's 1-7.
That's crazy, though. Like, yeah. We're kind of like
He's made three game-winning kicks.
The Vikings from last year, if that's the case with us.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. I will say the Cardinals are not a good enough team to not be throwing Marvin Harrison the ball every single play.
That's a good point.
It's true.
I mean, throw it to him every single play and then two other plays throw it to someone else because they'll be wide open.
I'm fine with Kyler Murray having two interceptions every game as long as those two interceptions were because of a target to Marvin Harrison Jr. And that's like what I think. There should never be an interception off of a pass that's not to him or Trey McBride.
But it's got
to
be a jump ball. You got to be right, letting
right, right,
Marcus.
Right. Like, I don't, I'm not just condoning bad passes, but like, yeah, like 50-50 balls going that way. I think that he's got, it's not a 50-50 ball anymore. It's more of an 80-20 ball with Marvin Harrison Jr. So I think you throw it his way. Good mm-hmm. things are going to happen.
Why don't we talk? Why don't we talk a little basketball? Basketball. Basketball season has started up. You know, we've seen.
I've been watching more basketball than anything else. Surprisingly. I've watched all four Suns games so far.
Well, we've
I've
seen some great things. The Suns have started pretty good.
3-1. We beat the Lakers last night.
The Lakers are 3-1 as well. I want to talk about these two teams. Who's more legit, the Suns or the Lakers?
Well, we're very biased on this podcast. Maybe Devin could speak in one word. Who's more?
I think I'm.
That was more than five
Lakers.
Words. Six, seven. Lakers?
Lakers.
Why Lakers?
Coaching.
That's a good point.
Coaching's really good.
I like Mike Budenholzer, though. He knows how to win.
He's been good. I like J.J. Redick a lot, though. He's been coaching well. There seems to be an energy in that team.
If there's
an energy I haven't seen since, may I say it, the bubble championship. I haven't seen this type of energy since.
Here's my thing. If J.J. Redick can coach and all he did was have a podcast, what's stopping us?
He didn't just have a...
Who in their right mind is interrupting
Sorry,
the show?
People just be calling me all the time.
Older than 25.
Yeah. Well, he didn't just have a podcast. He was also an NBA player.
Is that right?
Yes.
I'm just kidding. I knew that.
Old man on the three.
A great podcast. All I got to say, though, is if there's one guy that can get the personalities of LeBron, Anthony Davis, D'Angelo Russell to play hard and play the right
Austin
way.
Austin Reeves.
Yeah, the real troublemaker of the team.
What?
The real bad boy.
AR-15.
Hillbilly Cole.
J.J. Redick.
He was so good.
J.J. Redick. He's. Yeah.
No, I like how his approach to it, too. And I don't think that he's taking a back seat to anything either. I think he's actually doing a really good job of coaching in the right way.
Yeah. I think something clicked in LeBron's mind also this offseason. When he dominated in the Olympics, he's like, wait, I can still compete. And so I think we're going to see something special from the Lakers this year. But I'm also excited what we've seen with the Suns, especially it seems like we got a point guard now. The only thing that was kind of holding us back, we got one. Are you scared, Devin? Are you scared of the Suns?
Point guard? Who do you have right now? Is it?
He's good.
Grayson Allen? Or?
Did you just say that and not know? Gosh dang it, Jake.
He's a good point guard. Tyus Jones.
Tyus Jones is really good. He's a great addition to the team.
Great.
I will say Bradley Beal, obviously last year was getting a lot of hate about just being like the worst contract ever. And all those people aren't really talking right now. Bradley Beal has been awesome. Played a great third man role to Devin Booker and Kevin Durant. I think he just had a rough stretch and he was injured a lot last year. People weren't giving a lot of slack when he just like wasn't really showing up in the playoffs when we needed him most. But it was kind of like he just came off an injury. Like, it's same kind of thing with Aaron Rodgers, where I think Aaron Rodgers is kind of washed, but he's just coming off an Achilles injury. Like, what do you expect? They're supposed to be at 100% and the best they can be right after an injury. So my thing is we look really good right now, primarily because nobody's injured, but also because Bradley Beal is playing very well, holding the ball well, and then Tyus Jones is playing very complimentary basketball to everybody on the team. It does scare me how much ISO ball we play, but we are shooting very well. We have Mason Plumlee, who's a great off the bench big. I think that he's going to be kind of our secret to doing well in the playoffs.
Secret
we just gotta
sauce.
We just got to get Nurk
but
figured
you guys,
out.
He doesn't look, he's deep enough good. Is the question.
We got a good bench. We got good rookies. Ryan Dunn, he locked up LeBron yesterday, and he's been a great addition. I will say
Which LeBron? LeBron James Jr. or LeBron James?
LeBron James.
Oh, okay.
The
one that plays. he's looked great. He's a 3-and-D, and it's funny because he was just supposed to be just defense, and now he's one of the best 3-and-Ds on our team for sure. Grayson Allen's a great addition in that same regard. Highest field goal percentage of 3-point last year. Did he ever play for the Jazz? He was drafted by the Jazz, right?
Drafted by the Jazz,
okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we kind of get the rejects of the Jazz, I guess. But yep. He's a great addition to the bench. I'm trying to think of who else we have that I'm still learning the team a little bit, but Monte Morris and Royce O'Neal also from the Jazz. Royce O'Neal might be one of the best, most valuable players on our team just because of what he contributes to the team.
Easily one of the most underrated players in the NBA.
We could see last night, too. He was guarding Anthony Davis when we decided to go small ball. I didn't agree with that, but it was really, like, impressive to see him be able to guard D'Angelo Russell and then also on the next time down the court be able to guard Anthony Davis. He's very valuable on the offensive end, too.
Great defensive player and then a tough bucket on offense.
Love Royce O'Neal. Okay. I'm starting to rant. Someone's got to cut me off. We got to get off the Suns. I'm going to keep going.
I guess we'll see what happens in the NBA season. Still a long season ahead.
We're just going to take a few minutes. Any hot takes?
Devin must be pissed because he just broke the mic over the opportunity.
Devin got a little too excited about the hot take. We have a lot of mic problems here.
We don't have mic problems. We have people who are vandalizing the mics because they just keep touching them.
Vandalization is a strong accusation. I hope you have the evidence to back
Jake and Devin have destroyed the mics. I have not.
All right, what's your hot take, Devin?
Okay. A hot take is the Jazz are going to get the number one overall pick, Cooper Flagg, and they will be competing for an NBA title.
And guess what? It'll do nothing for their team.
And 8 years from now, 8 years from now, the Jazz are in the NBA finals.
Let me get this straight. Your hot take is that the Jazz are going to suck this year.
Well, no.
Well, I agree with your hot take. Great hot take.
Well, thank you.
Not really hot.
The hot take is
very cold,
the Jazz
actually,
will be
I agree.
Contenders in 8 years.
Mm.
I like to. I'm playing this new game, Jake, with Devin, where I just feed into the delusion of like Jazz fans. It's kind of fun, actually. Mm-hmm. Like when they say, like, "Dude, we're gonna be so good in 5 years. Ryan Smith has this plan. It's gonna work just like it did in Boston. We're gonna be the new Boston Celtics." And I'm just like,
we
"Oh yeah, be. You're right, 100%. Like
we
I think
be.
The Jazz.
You say what you
right,
want, but we
of
will
course.
Be. Uh-huh.
You guys yeah. are. I'm agreeing with you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know they're gonna get a ton of free agents because everyone wants to play in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Great nightlife. Actually, is.
Definitely a growing.
It is
city.
Growing. Ryan Smith's doing
getting
actually
better.
Some great
Dwayne Wade
things.
Has been adding.
And the hockey team? Oh.
Hockey team.
Love
great.
It. We got to get right you. Now, we got to get. We got to go to a hockey game and see what it's all about.
We do.
Get the hype.
Well, awesome. That's all we have time for today on Jake and Drew.
So neither you or I get a hot take?
No, just Devin.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Wait, really quickly. Hot take. Go.
Hot
Drew.
Take. Go. No disputations. Just say your hot take.
Why don't you go first, Jake?
I don't really have a hot take.
Hot take? I think the BYU basketball is going to win the national championship this year.
Oh.
They're going to win the Big 12, too, in basketball. Hardest conference to play in.
Dang.
Hot take.
I got a hot take. Jake and Drew is the best podcast.
Boo.
I don't know if saying that shows less confidence. Or
so make sure to keep listening to Jake and Drew. We'll see you next time.